I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Deeply Rooted with me, your host, Sina Zokas. This is a podcast where we discuss and delve deeper into the intimate conversations we all have with our Heavenly Father. Welcome to it, beloved. Welcome to another episode of Deeply Rooted. As you know, this is a podcast where we help each other grow in our relationships with the Lord. And we help each other navigate, you know, the issues and challenges of our everyday lives. And we help each other answer questions, you know, difficult questions. But we answer those questions and navigate those issues through the lens of the Word of God and try to understand the Heavenly Father's perspective on those issues. So today won't be any different. We will be tapping into one of those questions and answering those issues, you know, that we tend to face in our life journeys. But today we have a different twist because we have a special guest joining us. I've known this young woman for a couple of years. Her name is Yolanda Dilata. She's 25 years of age. She is a Rhodes University graduate, and that's where we happen to meet, you know, because I'm also a Rhodes University graduate. We used to stay in the same res, and she's currently a debtor's clerk at Boston City Campus. But most importantly, she is a child of God. She's born again. She's a follower of Christ, and her identity is in Jesus. Yolanda, welcome to Deeply Rooted.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us and gracing us with your presence. And we really appreciate, you know, young people that are living for the Lord, you know, young people that are on fire for Christ. And as someone that has known you for a while and has followed you on social media, I know that you are one person who is very strict and who really stands firm on their faith, you know, which actually takes me to today's topic, you know, because today we will be tapping into how to, you know, stand firm in your faith in Christ. To kick off, I just want you to just explain to us, you know, and our followers, what does standing firm in your faith look like and on a day-to-day basis? Because, I mean, the Bible does say, for example, in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, it says, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, the issue of standing firm in your faith is emphasized so much in the Word of God, right? It's one thing to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior and live with God every day of your life, but it's another thing to stand firm in your faith in every season and with other alternatives that are offered, you know. So how do you define, like, what does it look like to stand firm in your faith?
It's such an honor to be here. I'm like, I feel so honored. You have no idea.
Oh, man. We are grateful to have you. We are grateful that you honored our invitation.
Thank you so much. I think it's funny that you quoted that scripture because it was in my mind.
Oh, lovely.
I think
lovely.
It was in my mind that the Lord says, having done everything, stand therefore. To having done everything, to stand, stand, meaning that he prepares you for this journey.
Mm.
He prepares you for everything. He prepares you to stand,
yes,
meaning that
yes.
There will be things that will try to get you out of the way.
Mm.
There will be things that will want to get in the way of this journey with Christ. So, Uti, having done all, to stand, stand, therefore.
Mm.
That's how I understood that scripture.
Mm. And I like how it's like his placing emphasis on the word stand.
Because it's not easy.
It's not, girl.
It's not easy.
It's not. You know, it's not easy. That's why I said it's one thing to accept Christ, but to stand consistently.
To live him.
Mm, girl.
To live him.
Tell me about
his heart.
It. Tell
so me to me, what it. That looks like on a daily basis, it means just choosing to follow Jesus every day, choosing to take up my cross.
Amen.
Choosing. Like I'm learning. I'm learning. This is something that I learned recently, that God wants us to be intentional with him.
Amen.
He wants intent. He wants us to make up our minds.
Mm.
But we are here, and we are here because we have made up our minds that we want to be here.
We want to be here.
We've made up our minds. We choose him daily. He gave us choice.
Mm.
He gave us choice.
Free will.
He gave us free will. So I could choose to do other things. But to get even then, even in our standing, it means understanding that we are not standing by our own might, we're not standing by our own strength.
Yep.
It is only by his spirit. This is why it's important of the Holy Spirit, but I might be going ahead of myself. Okay.
I love that. I love how you outlined the intentionality because it's very important. I usually say to people, it's important to, even if you're busy, because I mean, we've got busy schedules, like we're working, we're at school.
Mm.
But if you're someone who says, at this time, from 5 to 6, I'm praying, at this time, I'm reading the word, that's you being intentional. And not only in spending time with the Lord, but also in certain situations where, for example, as young people, you know, people in our workplaces or at school will offer other alternatives because we know God, we know Christ, right? Mm-hmm. They'll say, no, actually, there's this path that you can follow. Yeah, well, but being in a position of saying, God, help me in those positions, in those situations, to choose you and be intentional about choosing you. Because we can choose anything, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we have free will. Like whether you are going to follow Christ or you're going to follow any other alternatives offered. But it's just a thing of praying to God that he gives us the strength, because it's not by our own strength, as you said. It's by his strength that he helps us to be intentional, even in hard situations.
Yeah, can I just add that it's important? I think you mentioned that we get busy with other things.
Mm.
That's why it's important to have a relationship with him.
Absolutely.
A relationship with him. You know, when you have a relationship with God, you can communicate with him anytime, anywhere, anyhow. Even in the taxi, even at work.
He's omnipresent.
Like, he's ever present. You only need to communicate, to build, have a relationship with God.
Amen.
Have a relationship with God. He must never leave your side. I think that's the only way I grow. I think I'm still growing. I'm still learning, because we can never get to a point of fully knowing him.
Absolutely.
But it also depends on the amount of time that you spend in the secret place. The amount of time that you spend in the secret place, he says we must dwell in the secret place.
Absolutely.
So dwell in the secret place. When you have plenty of time in your hands, when you are not doing anything, spend time in the secret place, and that influences your life outside.
Absolutely.
It influences your life outside. When work starts getting busy, when life gets in the way, all those, that time that you spend in the secret place is what carries you.
Absolutely.
I think for me, that's how I am standing. That's the only way I'm standing. When I had plenty of time in my hands, I used to spend it with the Lord. When you have plenty, when you are singing, especially, fast. Focus on the Lord.
Very important.
Like when you're not working, when you're doing anything, when you're at home doing nothing, spend time with God. Fill up yourself spiritually. Invest in yourself spiritually, because there will get a time where you get busy with other things, and then you will need
that time. And you will need him
to show
up. It's
what will carry you.
Yes, absolutely.
I think that's how I'm standing.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. Why is it so important to stand firm? You know, because you can accept Christ, right, as your Lord and Savior, and you walk with him on a day-to-day basis. You know, you include him in your life. But why is it important to stand firm? Like, for example, if there's things that are being offered to you, you know, why is it important to not compromise in your faith in God?
Scripture does say that the enemy is roaring around like a lion, seeking for anyone he may devour. We must be sober, we must be alert, we must have our guard up, we must equip ourselves with the word. The only way to stand firm also is through the word.
Exactly.
There's no other way.
And you know, like the previous episode, last week's episode was about the importance of having the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, excuse me, the fact that it's a weapon, you know, it's a weapon that helps you to stand firm, you know, in the day of evil.
There's no other way. There's no other way. We must feast on this word, because the devil, the enemy is recruiting for his kingdom in the same way that God is recruiting for his kingdom. So if you don't know the Bible, if you don't know the word, you are in trouble. You are in trouble, especially in these last days that we are in. In these last days, the enemy will deceive even the chosen ones.
Exactly.
Even the elect. Meaning, even those that think that they are standing firm, they are in trouble. If everyone have your guard up, don't think that you, what's the scripture? Be careful lest you fall. There's the scripture that
lest
says
you get deceived. Yes. And you know, you're actually reminding me of like the scripture in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13 to 14. It says, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. So it's like, it's not the only scripture that speaks about us having to be alert and be on guard, you know. It's like God knows, like we were going to come across, you know, the enemy that is after us and after our faith and after our lives, you know, and after our souls. So it's a big theme in the Bible for us to always
be. We are
not
of this world.
Yes.
We don't belong here. We are of a different kingdom.
Ish.
It's like we don't belong here. As children of God, we are not accepted. Even Jesus himself was not accepted from the world. He was rejected from the moment he was born until even today he's still rejected.
So, I mean, how can we expect Tubatina, the ones who follow him are going to be...
His disciples.
Girl, so in a nutshell, the importance of standing firm is because there's an enemy who's the devil, who's roaring like a lion, wanting people to devour, you know. So it's very important, beloved, as you can hear, to stand firm in your faith. Because if you're not firm in your faith, you know, there's a part in scripture where Paul says... We usually laugh about it with my mom because of how the Xhosa Bible describes it. Mm-hmm. Because you know how Xhosa writers wrote the Bible, you know. But it's basically in a nutshell Paul saying, be very careful that you are not tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. You know,
and
you need to get to a place.
Right?
You need to get to a place of maturity in your walk with Christ where you know that you are planted and you are not tossed to and fro, you know, by every wind of doctrine. Mm-hmm. So if you're not firm in your faith, you are at risk, you know, where you can be tossed to and fro by the enemy and by everything that is thrown your way, you know. So I think that's actually very powerful how you just outlined it, Uguti. It's just because we have an enemy, you know, that is after us. That's why it's important. It's a real one. Explain to us, how do we stand firm, Gay? Because, I mean, we've outlined that the Bible says we need to stand firm.
Mm-hmm.
We've outlined that it's important to stand firm because we have an enemy that wants to attack us. But people may be asking, okay, so how do I stand firm? Like, how, like on a day-to-day basis, how do I stand firm in my faith? How, even if there are things that want to take me away from the Lord and away from my faith in God, because life is like that, you know, we are given alternatives, or sometimes we want to give up on God because, you know, we just feel like things are just not happening and we even rethink our relationships with God, you know. So how do we stand firm where we are just immovable and unshakable in our faith in God?
The only answer to that is through the Word. Immerse yourself in the Word. Don't just read it, apply it.
Absolutely.
Live it. Uti, James chapter 1 verse 22. Let me read it. Uti, do not merely listen to the Word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. So a lot of people think, someone shared this yesterday, that people know about Jesus, but they don't know him for themselves. They don't really know who he is. They don't know his character because they just read the Bible, but without applying it, without living it. You don't understand the power of the Word unless you start living it. So the only way to stand firm, the only way to see the power of the Word manifested in our lives, seeing it coming into life, it is alive and active. The only way that you will see that it's alive is when it speaks to you, you do what it says. It doesn't end at just believing and just reading it. You do what it says. What if you don't do that, you're only deceiving yourself. You are like someone who looks at themselves in the mirror, and when they walk away, they've completely forgotten what they look like.
Sure.
You live the Word. Another scripture says, it's in the book of Matthew chapter 4, Matthew 7 verse 24. It says, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came, the streams rose, and the winds blew against that house, and it fell with a great crash. The rains came, the streams.
Meaning life challenges come.
Will be things that will try to get in the way. But once you are rooted, when you are rooted, you will not be shaken. You will not be shaken because you know whose foundation you are on.
Amen.
You know whose hand you are resting on.
Yes,
we are resting. He's such a firm foundation. He is a firm foundation. We are resting. And you only understand this when you live him.
Amen.
You live him.
When you apply
apply scripture. When you read it, when you know what it says but don't understand it. You only come to the understanding of scripture when you live it, when you apply it to your life. You only understand the power of when he says that love your neighbor as you love yourself. You only know how difficult that is when you start trying to do it. When he says forgive because I forgave you, you only understand how hard that is and the power of his forgiveness once you start doing it yourself. This mercy and this grace when you are doing it.
And I think the same goes with faith, you know, because you will never understand the importance of faith when you are put, until you are put in a situation where you have to have faith, you know, because having faith is not an easy thing.
It's
you
not.
Know? But I like how you quoted right now in the book of Matthew, where Jesus was talking to his disciples about how it's important to build your foundation in him. You know, it's like a man building his house with rocks, you know. It's so powerful.
It's a firm foundation. Someone said he's our preeminent example. So we look to him.
Amen.
We look to him. We do everything. He's our example. He's our standard of living. Whatever he does, we do. Amen. Whatever he doesn't do, we don't do. We don't just read about him for the fun of it, or for clout, or popularity. Because right now it's becoming a trend,
right?
Just apply it, live it.
That's the power of the word. Like, you know, last week we were talking about the importance of the word of God, right? Mm-hmm. And if it's not, if you don't apply it, right, if you don't live by it, right, and you just read it, it will just be a book with just words. Mm-hmm. But you see the power of the word of God when you apply it. The scripture, as we just said a few minutes ago, it's alive and active. But you'll never see that it's alive and active until you believe it and you walk in it.
Yep.
You know, it's so powerful, so, so powerful. And personally, in your walk with Christ, what tools have you used to assist you in standing firm in the faith?
Ciao. I can intend different other than that I spend time with God. Like every minute I get. I think God works in us differently.
Yes, yes.
He works in us differently. So there are things that he may require of you that won't be the same as with me. For example, I don't watch TV. I stopped watching TV. He made me stop listening to music. He made me stop. I don't do anything. Like, I used to love reading. I used to love reading, like, a lot of things. But now I only read Christian content. Okay. I don't watch TV at all. I don't do anything else other than spend time with the Lord. Like, to such a point that I feel like even things like work get in the way of my relationship with God. Like, like life, because, well, we are in the world. And there is life, yeah, well, there is life outside. Yes. But I think spending time in the secret place with the Lord is the only thing that will keep you standing. Building a relationship, getting to know him personally for yourself.
For yourself, yes.
For yourself. Not looking at anyone else, not being influenced by anyone else, getting to know God for yourself.
Absolutely.
Knowing him for yourself. I don't have a scriptural reference for this one, but it's just getting to know him for yourself. Spend time in the secret place. Dwell.
And it's actually reminding me, there's a part in scripture where in the book of Joshua, when Joshua was leading the children of Israel to the promised land, these words should not depart from your lips. You should meditate on them day and night, you know.
Yep.
So it goes back to what we were saying about the word of God and how important
day
it is,
night.
You know. So spending time in the secret place, which entails praying, you know, being intentional about prayer, about studying the word, you
Fasting,
very crucial, and having... You know, I like, because I know a lot of us have structure, you know, because of how busy we get.
Mm-hmm.
Be intentional. Make sure that God is part of your schedule.
He's
number one. You know, it's not a thing you only see him when you go to church on a Sunday.
Or you squeeze him in on your busy schedule.
Right?
Don't squeeze God in.
You wake up with him. You wake up with him. You talk
priority.
To him.
Priority. Number one. And everything else comes after.
Exactly. And you know, he's omnipresent. You can literally talk to him and communicate with him every time, at every second of the day, you know. But it's actually very crucial to have a secret place with the Lord where the entire world is shut out.
You know, people like to think God is too far. Like,
he's
you don't have to go to the mountains. You don't have to go anywhere. He's just, Uti, get inside your room and close the door. Pray. That's where he is.
Amen.
We're alone with him.
And you know, Jesus said when he left, when he ascended to heaven, Ute, I don't leave you alone, I leave you with the Holy Spirit. So meaning when Jesus left and went to heaven, the Holy Spirit resides inside of him, inside of us, rather, you know. So he's in close proximity. He's literally, so he's as real as the air we breathe. I like to say that, you know, he's always a conversation away. He's not even a phone call away. He's always a conversation away. And he's always eager to hear from us, you know.
Always.
That's the beautiful thing. And just to close off, you know, we could go on and on, because that's the beautiful thing about the presence of God, being in the presence of God. What advice would you give to new Christians who are starting to walk this journey, and also people that have been walking with God for years in terms of standing firm in the faith, what is the one piece of advice that you'd like to give them to just wrap up everything?
Okay, to people that just came into salvation, I would say that it's the best decision of their
Amen.
Life. It's the best decision, best decision they could have ever made.
Mm.
They could have ever made. And that it doesn't end at just accepting Him
Amen.
And believing that He is there. The next steps going forward is to learn His ways.
Amen.
Study the Word. Meditate on it. Uti Hebrews.
Amen.
Sorry. Hebrews 6 verse 1. Uti. Therefore, let us move away from Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death. Mm. So once you have accepted Him, don't be going back and forth into sin.
Mm.
I know it's not easy, all right? It's not easy, but you're already here. You have to make up your mind. You know, we like to think that things will happen automatically.
Mm, mm.
Things don't happen automatically in this kingdom. You make up your mind that you won't be doing certain things anymore. You have devoted, you have given your life to Jesus. And when you do that, there is grace to carry you through.
Absolutely.
We have a helper.
Mm, mm.
We have the Holy Spirit to help us.
And just to add on that point, I'm reminded of the part in scripture that says, walk in the Spirit and you won't satisfy the desires of the flesh. Meaning, the secret is walking in the Spirit. And when you walk in the Spirit, following Christ, being intentional about your relationship with Him, He Himself, with that grace you were talking about, He will help you.
Even just the Spirit also, in the book of Acts chapter 1, it says that you must stay in Jerusalem until you receive the Holy Spirit. So you don't just have the Holy Spirit the moment you come into salvation. It's an outpouring that comes on you as you spend time. And He gives generously.
Yes.
If you ask Him to fill you with the Holy Spirit,
and that's
where a lot of people get it wrong. A lot of people are just Christians without the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
They're just living without the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is what makes us sons and daughters of God.
Yes, it sets us apart.
It sets us apart. There's a difference between a Christian that walks with the Holy Spirit and one that doesn't.
Mm.
So the secret, when you're a new believer who just came into the salvation, ask Him to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And then from there on, you are good for life. Because Uti will never leave us.
Amen.
He will never forsake us. He's with us forever. He's our ever-present help.
Amen.
Forever. And then for the people that are already in the salvation, who are walking with the Holy Spirit, who have made up their minds that, who believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of Lord.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Mm.
Hold on. Uti, let us hold unswervingly to this hope that we profess. Because He who promised us is faithful.
Faithful.
Hold on. God wouldn't say to us that we must hold on if it was going to be easy.
Amen.
He wouldn't be telling us to stand firm if it was easy to stand firm. Like He doesn't just speak. I would say He doesn't just speak. Like if He says something, that means
there's a reason for it.
Yeah. There's also like a counter of that, like the opposite of it. So hold on to the salvation. Hold on to Jesus. He is the truth. There's nothing else. Uti Leviticus chapter 6, let us keep the fire in the altar burning.
Amen.
Keep the fire burning. Stay in the secret place. Meditate on the word. Pray.
Amen.
Seek His face daily.
Intentional.
Let us not be, there's no more time to be complacent right now. There's no time to be complacent. There's no time to be doubting this salvation. If you are in, be in. If you are out, be out. Uti, He doesn't want you to be either hot or to be warm, lukewarm. You're either hot or cold. Like if you are in, be out. Because Uti, I will spit you out. Imagine being spit out.
Imagine.
And you don't want that.
And so, as long as you're still alive, you still have a chance, you know, to stand firm in your faith, to choose God. Because He chooses us daily.
He chooses us daily, so it's up to us. And He will never leave us.
Amen.
If you ever walk away from the faith, it's you who walked away, not Him.
He didn't move.
Mm-mm,
he literally didn't move, you know.
And He's consistent.
He's consistent.
He is consistent in all His ways. So let us hold on to the salvation. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
The only way is to fix our eyes on Jesus Christ. Nothing else.
Hallelujah. You know, we could go on and
on. Oh, this is so shy. Oh, no.
But it's been so lovely. Girl, mm-hmm. it's not the last time. I will keep inviting you. We will keep inviting you. This was absolutely lovely. Thank you so much for honoring our invitation. Thank you. That was Yolanda Dilata, everybody.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. You can follow her on her socials, Facebook, Yolanda Dilata, Instagram, at Yolanda Dilata, right? TikTok?
Not active on TikTok.
Okay. So for now, it's just Facebook and Instagram. Yeah. I know her on Facebook, and every time you go to her profile, you
Nothing else, only Jesus.
Exactly. You will not leave feeling the same, because literally this girl is on fire for the Lord, you know. Yeah. Thank you so much. This was Deeply Rooted with me, your girl, Usna Zokos. And don't forget, you are valued, you are treasured, you are loved by your Heavenly Father. Until next time, God bless.